This is HPR episode 2760 entitled, What is VNF? And is part of the series, Networking. It is hosted by JWP, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a topic from the Open Networking Conference in Amsterdam.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day. My name is JWP. Today I'm going to talk to you about a topic that I saw at the Open Networking Summit in Amsterdam. Ken Fallon was nice enough to get me a press pass there. And so basically what I did was I took my notebook with me, and every keynote that somebody said a word that I didn't understand, I wrote down the abbreviation, and I'll try to do a podcast about these. Okay. And so last time I talked about ONAP, and that's of course something that the Linux Foundation is doing. They were really big on that the edge would have 20 milliseconds. Okay. And so the next thing that they started talking about was something called a VNF, which is a virtual network function. Virtual network functions are virtualized tasks formally carried out by proprietary dedicated hardware. VNFs move individual network functions out of dedicated hardware devices and into software that runs on commodity hardware. These tasks are used by both network, service providers, and businesses, and they include firewalls, domain system, DNS, caching, or network access translation, NAT, and can run in virtual machines. It's just completely software thing, and if on Webopedia it talks about it as a network functions virtualization architecture. A virtualized network function, or VNF, is responsible for handling specific network functions that run in one or more virtual machines on top of hardware networking infrastructure, which can include routers, switches, servers, and cloud computing systems, and more. Individual network functions can be chained or combined together in a building block fashion to deliver full-scale communication services. Okay, and this is great if you're an edge hardware provider, like where I work. We have edge servers, and we're gonna sell these things. Networking professionals sometimes use terms virtual network functions, or VNF, and virtual functions virtualization. So I have to agree, continue. Nope, I guess not. Basically, I guess you'd get like a Docker container and put it in a Docker container, but from the presentation that they were using, I sense that it was something even thinner than a Docker thing. Okay, so the last definition. So again, the VNF sometimes goes by another name in the industry. It's called a virtual network function, or VNF. It either has virtual network function, VNF, or network functions virtualization, NFV. Both focus primarily on optimization of the networks, contrary to software software-defined networking, which is SDN, which separates the control and forwarding plane for a centralized view of the network. Virtual network function is designed to consolidate and deliver networking components necessary to support a full virtualized environment. However, in a NFV environment, the virtual network, or VNF, takes responsibility for handling specific network functions that run on one or more virtual machines, VMs, on top of hardware, networking infrastructure, router switches. Individual virtual network functions can be connected or combined together as building blocks to offer full-scale networking services. So the virtual network function, VNF, background. Virtual network function came to fruition when service providers attempted to speed up deployment of new network services. And trust me, China Mobile was there, and they were talking about all kinds of new services that they wanted to have in California, San Francisco, the Bay Area. And again, they started talking about that they wanted these functions to have a 20 millisecond response time. So you have to have the servers really, really close to the towers and to get this kind of feedback. And they want to do this, of course, to advance their revenue and growth plans. They soon discovered that hardware-based appliances limited their ability to achieve these goals, and they looked for standard IT virtualization technologies and found their network function helped accelerate service and provisioning. With this, several providers banded together and created the European Telecommunications Institute, or ETSI. The creation of the ETSI resulted in the foundation of network functions basic requirements infrastructure. ETSI continues to innovate the network functions with new projects announced in September 2014. The Linux Foundation announced its open source reference platform, the open platform for NIF project OPNIF, will work closely with ETSI to push constant standards for NFV-based EFNs. And so that's really it. So it's the reason that the service providers, basically the Vodafones and China Mobiles and Verizon and things like this of the world, Orange also presented there, is that they want to package services, and they want to package these services very close to the edge with a very limited millisecond thing. And they only want these functions to do certain things with your traffic. I can think of maybe something super, super fast for location-based services or location-based advertising, or maybe on-the-spot area news or area traffic or something like that. Anyway, y'all have a great day. And if you want to reach me, please reach out at jwp5@hotmail.com.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.